Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from B.
Hi, Demon team. I'm just starting my LSAT studies and I have a couple questions for you. One, when I am reviewing a practice test, sometimes it takes me a day or two to get through all of the review of the questions I missed. That sounds great. I mean, it should. If you did a whole practice test and if you are new at this and if you're making lots of mistakes, then it should take you a day or two to get through the review, I think. That's one of the reasons why we don't encourage people to do full practice tests very often. B continues, on reading comp, for the ones I attempted, I am missing about one question per passage. When I go and review, should I be rereading the passage again before reading the question that I missed? Since I'm not reviewing immediately after I do the test, I tend to forget little details of the passage. I am finding it a bit time-consuming to reread the whole passage thoroughly and then go to the missed question, but I also don't want to get in the habit of reading the question and then skimming the passage to find the answer. What do you think about that? Do people have to reread the entire passage in order to review one question on reading comp?
Well, I think there's an opportunity here, and that is to answer this question with a fresh understanding, right? Because it's been a day or two, so they don't remember maybe what they chose. If you're using the demon, then you won't see that answer choice until you reveal it. And so you won't see the answer that you chose on the original test. So I would say, yeah, go ahead, read the passage and then read the question, predict an answer, and see if you can get it right now. And if you can't, you're going to be in a much better mindset to understand why you got it wrong right then, because you just made the same mistake again, or maybe you made a different mistake and chose a different wrong answer. But if you get it right, then you might also be more ready to understand why you got it right. So I would say, yeah, just do it.
I would advise you to do fewer practice tests and just instead do individual sections with review immediately following, or do drilling with review immediately following.
Absolutely, for sure. But this is for people who have done practice tests, right? They're going to run into this problem. And I think that they should, you know, do that. But yeah, absolutely. Okay. This double down on this idea of like, let's take a practice test once every 2 weeks, maybe once a month. It's really a function of how well you're doing, right? If you're scoring in the 140s and 150s, then once a month is more than enough.
Yeah.
But if you're in the 160s, 170s, then I don't mind people doing them more frequently if they want to. They don't need to, but if they want to, that's fine, because they are missing fewer questions and therefore can review them right after.
Yeah. On reading comp, I think people, they don't realize how you can actually predict the answers to the questions.
Yeah.
And so I might encourage B, when you're reviewing, yeah, reread the passage. And then when you go to answer the question, cover up the answer choices and see if you like, what did it say in the passage about that question? Could you have predicted it if you would have paused a second before looking at the answer choices? I agree that you shouldn't be just reading questions and then going back to the passage to find the answer. But for me, when I'm doing reading comp, I predict the answer to at least half of the reading comp questions. And frequently it's the one that everybody in class is the most worried about, the one that's like, oh, 50 something percent of the class has requested that you review question number 14 or whatever. It's really frequent that when I do question number 14, it's like, what did the author think about so-and-so? And I go, well, okay. And I'm like, I'm looking off into space. I'm not looking at the passage. I'm like looking in my memory, right?
Yep.
And I'm going, well, I mean, the only thing that they said about that was XYZ. And sure enough, that's the answer.
And usually you remember that XYZ because there was some level of engagement with the passage on that very point.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's what people also say. Oh, I don't. Well, I didn't remember that. So like, it's a nice prediction you just made there, Ben, but I didn't remember. It's like, well, you didn't remember because you didn't say that's stupid or that's awesome or that's weird, yeah, or whatever.
Oh, interesting. That wasn't the point I was expecting you to make. I thought you were going to go this way, but you went that way. Well,
yeah.
In that moment where you thought they were going to zig and instead they zagged,
Yep.
It's very likely that that zag is just the answer to one of these questions.
Yeah, and it's going into your memory because you're engaged with that as opposed to just passively
processing it.
Yeah, scanning over words. Yep.
All right. B continues. Logic games are my worst section right now. I'm getting to two games and not attempting the last two. Does review inbox capture the games that I never attempted and leave them in my drill arsenal for the future? Or will those games be counted as ones I've already seen before? Ben, you know about how review inbox works better than I do.
Yeah, so if you don't attempt them, then they won't go into your review inbox.
Okay, perfect. So that's the answer. So they will still stay.
They won't go into drill because these questions, if you're doing a section, then it's, So look, when you finish a section and you've done two of the games, you need to review those games, but you also have the opportunity in review if you want to do the other two games. And I at least think for games, that's why not? It's just like two more games. Yeah. You'd be like drilling. Just go ahead and do them.
I try to attempt to do them, but then I get lost and then I look up the explanation. I don't know if I'm really learning effectively when I do this. Should I still attempt to do games 3 and 4 and then look up the explanation when I review my test? Thanks for all your help so far. I'm loving the demon, and then gives a demon emoji, which I appreciate.
You know what? I think this stems from our initial advice. The bigger problem here, B, is that you're just doing too many practice tests.
Yep.
Go back to drilling. Go back to occasional time sections. Yep. And yeah,
when you do practice tests, then reread the passage before reviewing your reading comp mistakes. Attempt games 3 and 4 if you didn't make it to those games. Give them a shot and then watch a little. I want to push back a little bit on the idea that she's just attempting them and then looking up the explanation and that's it. Instead, I would attempt them, get stuck, look up the explanation. I mean, watch a video. But only watch a little bit of the video until you can feel, oh, I see. Okay, so there's a good way to start this game. Now let me see if I can do the whole game by myself. And if you get stuck again, then you can watch more of the video. But I wouldn't just be like passively sitting back and watching us do the whole game. That's not a good way to review.
Excellent.
Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.